I'm surprised the room is this silent. Did we not like that song? You thought it was, thank you, Joss, and I knew I'd have your support on this. But I love that song. It's great. It's relatively new. Elevation Rhythm, if you're looking for it. But before I jump in to all of that, let me introduce myself. My name's Bevan, and along with Rochelle, we're the pastors here at the Miramar Salvation Army. For some of you, we will be a brand new face. We only arrived about this time last year, and we've only been here for a year. For some of you who have been around Miramar for the last 40-odd years, you might remember me when I was really little. But yeah, so we're the pastors here. Thank you for coming today. We're going to have a great time jumping into the Word today. So my first question this morning is, how was that? Yeah? Yep. It's okay if you didn't like that song. It's all right. We all have different music tastes, and that is not a problem. I've really been enjoying that song. Just as a side point, there was a guy in a suit. I know a bunch of you are probably thinking, who the heck is the guy in the suit? It's a guy named Nick Kosur, and he is a Fox weather producer weather reporter, who apparently is, I mean, if you're young, you've probably seen him on TikTok and Instagram and all of that. Apparently he does dances on the weather program. Anyway, so, real side point. Anyway, I have, the short of this is, whānau, I have really been enjoying this song. It has been amping me up before my hockey games. So I used to play hockey as a kid, and I recently took up summer hockey again. And I've been blasting this music. Even my kids have actually started enjoying it and requesting it outside of going to the hockey games. But I've found the line, one step in front of the other, very helpful when it comes to a hockey game when my legs are hurting and aching and not used to running anymore. So it's been a really helpful thing for that journey. The thing about these songs that we sing, right? I'm not going to suggest we're going to start singing that at Miramar Salvation Army from here on out, but the songs that we sing, they help us to understand the stories of the Bible, right? They help us to remember the stories from the Bible. And I wonder this morning if someone could tell me what story they think that one might represent. Yeah, it's not hard, eh? It's Jesus walking on water. And I feel like it's got these catchy lyrics and tune that help us to remind us of the amazing faith that Peter had to step out and walk on water. Never going to let you go under. Jesus wasn't going to let him go under. There's so many things within this song which help us to understand this story. The story of Jesus walking on water can be found in three places in the Bible. So if you've got your Bibles there, you might want to start getting it ready. We're going to have them open throughout and jump in and out of the story as we go. Don't look these ones up. These are the other two stories. They're a little bit shorter, which is why we haven't jumped into these ones today. So you've got Mark 6, 45 to 52, where you can find this story, and John 6, 16 to 21 is the other place you can find it. The last, final place you can find it, and the one that we will be working through, is Matthew 14, 22 to 36. That again is Matthew 14, 22 to 36. And as I said, we'll jump in and out of that as we go. So if you've got your Bible in front of you, that'll be a helpful thing. So just some basic background before we jump into this story. The disciples and Jesus, they've just come out of feeding the 5,000. So we know that story as well. Eh? So another big miracle. They've just fed 5,000 people. And what has begun to happen in that space is there's this kind of political rhetoric going around about who the Messiah is meant to be. Yeah, so the Jews believed that the Messiah was going to come in and overthrow those who are in power. It was going to be a mighty move of power. Jesus very, very quickly sends the disciples away. He does not want them taking part in that conversation. He does not want them focusing on that because it is not the truth. So they're sent out on a boat. Jesus, now there's a few theories on this. He either addresses the crowd and then goes away and pray, or there is a theory that actually he just went, you guys go away, and then ran off himself. because of this overpowering message that was trying to be forced upon them. As we kind of enter the story here, Jesus has been away praying, and this is the point where he catches up to them on the boat. Now, if you do have your Bible there this morning, I wonder if is anyone feeling bold this morning? Is anyone? Well, no one's going to admit to it, so I don't think we are feeling bold. We're feeling bold. Okay. You will notice that in your Bible, it is entitled, Jesus Walks on Water. Now, I want to tell you this morning, family, that that is not the most important part of this. That is a beautiful part of this story, that Jesus had the ability to do that. But if you want to feel bold this morning, you can cross out that title and you can put Peter walks on water, because that's the bit that matters. That is the most important part of this story, because he actually does walk on water. If you're feeling a little less bold, you could just add to the end of that title with Peter. Anyway. See, the reason we're going to focus in on that today is, family, the disciples are always meant to represent us as people. I remember growing up in the church, and we were talking about Jesus and when he went away to pray, and the three disciples were there with him and they kept falling asleep. And my theory was that they kept falling asleep because they didn't understand the enormous thing that was going on. And I had a wonderful, and I still respect this man very much so, a wonderful officer tell me that, no, they knew exactly what was going on. They understood and they fell asleep anyway. Now, anyway, we don't need to go into that. And then we were in a group together, and then the room was starting to talk about incorrect interpretation and things like that. Anyway, it's a very side story to what's going on here. But I remember thinking in my heart, I was like, that's not right. And later on, as I got a bit better at reading the word and understanding the word and finding the answers, I went and looked at this one because I thought, oh, I wonder if I did actually incorrectly interpret that. Turns out I was right. The bumbling, fumbling disciples, family, they are us. They are absolutely us. They are meant to represent us. Yeah? And that is the key to what we're journeying today. As we journey through this story, family, there's going to be one question on our hearts for this year, for 2026. What will our walk on water moment be in 2026? If Peter can walk on water, what will our walk on water moment be in 2026? And I want you to have that question at the back of your mind as we journey through this today. Because what's it going to be, family? I'm excited. Look at how many people are in this room representing four churches on the peninsula. What are the amazing things that we are going to do in Christ's name this year? Yeah? We're excited. We should be excited about this question. This is amazing stuff. We're going to use the lyrics of the song. So if you want to go away and listen to the song, and we're going to utilize those to delve into 3 points alongside the Word of God. What will our walk on water moment be in 2026? The 3 points we're going to use are, we need to step out in faith. We need to stay focused on Jesus. And we need to see failure as success. Yeah? We need to see failure as success. So let's start with this idea of stepping out in faith. The song lyric linked to this is, so I'm stepping out on your word. Obviously, that sounds way different when I say it. So I'm stepping out on your word. And the part of the word that we're looking at is Matthew 14, 28 to 29, which says, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. Family, Peter at this point has been journeying with Jesus for a long time. He's just seen him feed the 5,000 with 3 loaves and 2 fishes. He knows Jesus can do anything. He's seen people healed. And in time, he's going to see someone brought back to life. These are crazy, amazing things. Peter knew that Jesus could do amazing things, and he wanted to be a part of that, and he knew Jesus wanted them to be a part of that as well. So he says, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come. Jesus says, come. And then this amazing thing happens. What's the amazing thing that happens, family? He gets out of the boat, and just like Jesus, he too walks on water. Like, actually, seriously, can you imagine doing that? Can you imagine walking on water with Jesus? Family, the closest I've ever come to walking on water is walking on water turf in the hockey that I play. That's the closest I've ever come. This is amazing stuff. And Jesus wanted Peter to share in that. And he wants us to share in these things too, by stepping out in faith. Family, as we journey with Jesus, as we grow closer to him, I believe there are things that he begins to challenge us on. There's these crazy, unbelievable ideas and things that he asks us to do, to step out in faith and do. And all we have to do is step out and trust him, which, while saying it sounds easy, can be one of the hardest things we can ever do. That's why our second point is so important. Yes, we need to step out in faith, but even more importantly, we also need to stay focused on Jesus. Yeah? We need to stay focused on Jesus. The song lyric is, this is how you walk on water, one foot in front of the other. Matthew 14:30, if you've got the Bible there. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. See, family, we've just talked about this idea that he walked on water. He literally walked on water. He had faith in Jesus, and he knew with Jesus at his side and with his eyes firmly focused on Jesus, he could do the very things that Jesus did. He could do anything. But what happens? What happens, family? He gets distracted. He takes his eyes off Jesus, and he gets distracted by the wind and the rain and the storm that consumes on a daily basis. Family, I'm sure we all know someone who gets distracted easily. If you're talking to my family, that's probably me. I get distracted quite easily by things. But the theory here is that as followers of Christ, we live in a world where it is easy to get distracted, yeah? We only have to turn on the news these days to feel super stressed about everything that's going on in our world, yeah? I know I do. I feel stressed every time I turn the news on. There's even more than that. There's also so much more things to do in our world today. There's so many more things to do in our world today that can take our focus away from Jesus. Streaming services, social media, games, all of which are on our phones. We can travel way easier. We can read a plethora of books. Movie theaters, cafes, fast food. There are so many other things that we can do with our time other than Jesus. Now, what I want to say is, some of you will be thinking, what? Hang on, we can't do any of those things? That's not what I'm saying at all, because all of these things that we've just mentioned can also be used in Jesus' name and can be used for Jesus' good. When done in moderation, in the right way, and when utilizing Jesus as the main focus of those portals. Family, we need to step out in faith. We need to stay focused on Jesus. And we also need to see failure as success, or the beginning of success. The song lyric linked to this is, never gonna let you go under, just put one foot in front of the other. Matthew 14:31 and 32, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Family, I would assume Jesus knew Peter was going to fall. He knew that that was going to happen. And equally, Jesus knows that when we step out in faith, we will fall as well. We will make mistakes. We will get things wrong along the way. Family, I'm sure we've all heard this story before, but it relates so well to this part of the story. Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, failed 1,000 times before creating a working light bulb. Edison was once asked by a reporter, "How did you feel to fail 1,000 times?" Edison's reply was, "I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb is an invention with 1,000 steps." This is how we need to see failure, family. Failure is merely a step along the journey. It's going to happen. It's okay. And actually, one thing it might have taught us is the thing not to do, or the thing to steer clear of. And this is a good lesson, right? Failure is merely a step along the way. Failure is progress towards success. And Jesus is not going to let us drown. If he has called us to step out in faith, he will not let us go under. Family, when we step out in faith, we will at times get distracted and some things will go wrong. But when we do Jesus' will by standing there ready to, he will be standing there ready to save us and make our failure a success. Family, we need to step out in faith. We need to stay focused firmly on Jesus. And we also need to see failure as success. Family, that brings me back to our first question. What will our walk on water moment be in 2026? Family, where are the spaces in which we need to step out in faith so we can have those walk on water moments in 2026? Family, today, as part of our response, and perhaps discovering those walk on water moments, we are going to take a step of faith this morning. Walk on water moments can be many things, many different things. In essence, a walk on water moment is where the miracle working power of God comes through in our lives, and that can take many forms. Family, that could be through being healed from an injury, an illness, a medical condition. It could be that kind of miracle. But we believe that miracles are more than that. Family, you may have been praying for someone to come to Christ for the last 10, 20 years and nothing has come of it. Them coming to Christ could be that walk on water moment this year. That miracle that you have been waiting to see. Family, we all know that workplaces can be a funny space for us. They can be hard, they can be great, they can be all of the above at the same time. You may have been praying for breakthrough in your workplace or in your work as a whole. You may be looking for a new door to open, or you may be looking for a different way of working where you are. Family, God could be challenging you to start a Bible study, a youth group, a companion group, or maybe even a book club. There may be many things that he is challenging you to step out in faith and take on board. Family, a walk on water moment is simply any moment we step out in faith and allow Jesus to guide our steps. That's all it is. Family, with this in mind, this morning our response is an opportunity to step out in faith. I forgot to bring it with me. But family, this morning I have some oil. And some of our other pastors in the area also have some oil with them. But we want to pray for healing, yeah? If we truly believe this story, then we need to step out in faith, and there will be people here today that have been waiting for their healing moment. So we are going to be bold, we are going to be brave, and we are going to pray for healing for those people. And it could be for anything, family. It could be freedom from mental illness. It could be maybe a broken leg. I don't know. I don't know. We want to be bold this morning, right? It could be anything medically that you are struggling with this morning and you are wanting breakthrough. Family, we want to pray for that this morning because we want God to be able to work his miracle-working power in our lives. Family, you may have been praying for people for years. You may have just started praying for someone that you know that you want to come to Christ. Family, we know Jesus wants them to come to Christ. We know that. So we're going to pray boldly this morning that miracle would come to pass, yeah? That those people would come to faith or come back to faith, yeah? That faith that they've been looking for. Family, I know work can be a difficult space at times, and sometimes you're not sure if you're in the right space, and it can be really difficult, and you're just sitting there going, God, what do you want me to do in this space? Who do you want me to be in this space? You're probably already doing and being those wonderful things that you need to be in that space. But we want to pray for breakthrough in those spaces as well, for your work to empower you as a follower of Jesus Christ. And family, we've talked about the idea of starting ministries or investing more in ministries that you're already doing, yeah? We want to pray for breakthrough in those spaces as well. As we journey with the people around us, we want people to come to faith. We want people to know who Jesus is. And family, we are going to pray that each and every person in this room will experience their walk on water moment in 2026 and beyond. We want that for the peninsula as well, yeah? We really do. Now, family, what I also want to suggest is I've talked about we want to experience a walk on water moment in 2026. I don't just want you to experience one walk on water moment in 2026. I want you to be overwhelmed by the amount of times Jesus has a walk on water moment with you in 2026. Yeah? We want to experience his wonder-working power each and every day. Yeah? Is anyone excited about that? I know I am. We've got, like I said earlier, we've got four churches sitting in this room. Four families of faith who want to see people come to Christ, who want to see people healed, who want to see radical change going on for people. So this morning, we're going to step out in faith and we're going to pray for those things. We have oil, we have people around the room, and we are going to simply put some background music on. But as you are ready, please feel free to come forward. You don't have to pray with me. As I said, some of the other pastors are going to come forward and they can pray with you as well. You can pray with the person right next to you. There's nothing stopping you from that as well. But family, we're just going to take some time and we're going to pray that we would all experience our walk on water moment in 2026.